97.9 The Kill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to keep us caught up on what's trending out there in the world. How's it going?
Pretty good. I've been asked to talk about Swedengate. Do you know what Swedengate is?
No.
Okay, all right.
And I'm going to assume even if I did, a lot of people listening do not. So yeah. What is Swedengate,
all right, we're going to talk about Swedengate because we just affix gate onto the end of words whenever something becomes a big deal. And what happened was, over on Reddit, someone posted a question of just like, what's like the worst, weirdest thing that happened to you as a child? And obviously there were some dark answers, there were some lighthearted ones, the usual Reddit common thread nonsense. But one answer has risen to the top of the heap, which is a person sharing an anecdote about when they were a child, they went over to their Swedish friend's house, and their Swedish friend got called down to dinner by their mother, and then was just like, okay, I'm gonna go eat dinner and I'll be right back, and like left them in the room to wait while they ate dinner.
Is this where the map came from of like, this country will feed you if you come over to their house and this country won't feed you?
That sounds like exactly something a data journalist would do.
Yes.
In response.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's a cultural thing.
That's
like,
exactly
if you go over to an Italian family's house, they will feed you instantly.
Until
and if you,
you
go
die.
To
yeah.
a Swedish family's house, they won't, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So Swedengate is something that's happening right now where I feel like a lot of people have a very rosy view of Scandinavian countries sometimes, and that's really what's contributing to this staying trending for as long as it has, because people are continually just like, I always thought that Sweden was such a cute, nice place, and they won't even feed me. No, they will not. They do not feed guests unless it is specifically planned for.
That is because different cultures have different definitions of what constitutes nice and polite and hospitality and hospitable.
Yeah.
This is part of the same genre as my argument that New Yorkers are the most polite people in America.
Just follow the rules.
Because there are specific rules.
Yeah.
If you're in New York, politeness involves being respectful of other people's needs. And if you're in New York, other people need to be where you are because there's 8 million people in a tiny space. So move quickly.
Stop coming.
Get out of the way. Don't carry on long conversations at the checkout line because there's 15 people behind you. Like, let's move it quickly.
Stay on the correct side of the sidewalk.
And if you're not doing that, if you're taking your time, if you're having the conversation, and just like taking time to stop and smell the flowers, then you in New York are the one being rude.
Absolutely.
And New Yorkers who are very polite are really rigid, like Southern level rigid about enforcing those rules of politeness, which is why everyone else is like, why are you so rude? It's like, because I'm judging you for being rude.
Yeah, you're in my space.
Sweden
up.
Is exactly the same way. Like, rules of politeness are different there.
And when it's been broken down by Swedish people, it does make sense that you don't want to throw off the routine or preparation of another family. Like, what if this kid's mom made dinner? I'm not gonna make it so your mom made an extra plate for nothing. Go on home and eat your own dinner, child. Like, yeah.
I mean, we both just saw Everything Everywhere All at Once, right? This like great movie about I don't think it's established. Chinese family?
Yeah, they're Chinese.
Oh, yeah, Chinese family, right. About a Chinese family. And one of the early scenes in the movie is the daughter brings her girlfriend home, and the mom opens the door and is like, ah, now I've got to make an extra plate for dinner. We're just about to eat. And it's an annoyance, right? Like, it's one more thing adding on to the plate.
Yeah. Meanwhile, here in the South, we just grit our teeth and act like it's the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
come
so
on
glad
in.
You're here. And then you go panic in the kitchen.
Oh, panic, heck. Every Southerner makes extra food.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
For the leftovers.
I'm never really lacking, to be perfectly honest.
Midwesterners are the same way.
Nice. Okay. Well,
we make food for the leftovers.
That's a whole lot of Sweden. How much time do we have?
About a minute.
About a minute? Cool. I'm going to bring this up real fast. Up in New York. Oh, nice. Up in Geneva, New York. Still New York connections.
Boom.
A man has been arrested for having too many wildlife feeders. A sweet 71-year-old man arrested for unlawfully feeding wildlife. It says arrested. I doubt they booked him and took him down to the station. The point of this is, how many wildlife feeders is too many wildlife feeders, Aaron Keck?
Ooh, in Geneva, New York?
I mean, anywhere, really. I feel like it's a pretty blanket question.
Okay, this is the how many cats do you own before you become a crazy cat
Truly.
Lady?
And the answer is four.
Four, yeah. You can have three and that's okay, but four, it starts to get a little sketchy. Wildlife feeders, How big is this guy's place? Because
I don't know.
I'm going to say
but
10.
But if it's small, that definitely gets worse.
I'm going to say 10, but it really depends on how big your property is.
Yeah, I doubt he had 70 acres, but he had in excess, quote, in excess of 22 feeders. And they were all bird feeders?
So 23 feeders, then, is
in
what you're saying.
Excess of 22.
More than 22 feeders.
So 23
Bill,
feeders.
How many were there? Well, I got up to 22, and then I decided not to bother counting anymore.
In picturing 22 bird feeders, especially if you just have a couple acres, that's a lot of that's a lot of bird feeders.
How is it in excess of 20? Is this like that scene in Chernobyl where we've got a counter that only goes up to 22, and then beyond that, we just have no idea?
The news, I just talk about it on the radio. Quote, in excess of 22 feeders.
It's 23. You have 23 feeders.
You can take that up with the Wayne County Sheriff's Office.